Hare Krishna. Last few days I've been listening to one of my favorite lectures, Srila Prabhupada in Chicago in 1975, reading about Ajamil. I remember when Prabhupada went to Chicago at that time because our temple president in Montreal went to be the cook for all the devotees, and Radha Damodar party was there at that time, and unfortunately I didn't get to go. I ended up staying back. In fact, I don't think many devotees did get to go, but it was a historic event. That's when there were many corny Thai deities involved and devotees initiated, and anyway, Srila Prabhupada was speaking about Ajamil. In the verse starting with Kana Kubja Bhavat Dvija. Once in Kana Kubja, Kanauj, there was a Brahmin of the name of a Brahmin, and his name was Ajamil. And then Srila Prabhupada summarizes the story very, very beautifully, and the emphasis of his lecture, which is a short lecture, it's only 19 minutes long. For the most part, Srila Prabhupada's lectures were generally quite short. I mean, there would be Chaturvedi Madhava and chanting of the verse itself, Sanskrit verse, but Srila Prabhupada kept his lectures like that. If you see on the folio, but if you have a copy of Srila Prabhupada's lectures, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, in conversations are longer because sometimes Srila Prabhupada would just sit and converse for a longer time, 45 minutes, an hour. Anyway, it's a 19-minute lecture, and in it, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing the importance of establishing Brahminical culture, and how Ajamil lost his Brahminical qualities, and of course was saved at the last minute by chanting the name of the Lord. And it's such a Srila Prabhupada's build-up, and the way that he presents it is really very, very wonderful. Often we misunderstand Brahminical culture means that everyone becomes a Brahmana. But here in the lecture, Srila Prabhupada points out that Brahminical culture means that the qualities of a Brahman, the Brahminical qualities, are conducive for the practice of pure devotional service, and that society is meant to elevate people gradually or as soon as possible by the process of samskar and by practice, by sadhana, to a Brahminical platform. And Brahminical may mean, and I've talked about this before, someone may not necessarily be a Brahmin, but samodamastapasso chantam, and Srila Prabhupada quotes that for shantirajamamevacha. Yes, those qualities of cleanliness, Brahminical means that you're clean. One may be engaged in another type of service, but a Vaishnav is Brahminical. So a Vaishnav, whatever he does, is Brahminical, because those Brahminical activities are conducive for his Krishna consciousness, such as cleanliness, truthfulness, simplicity. These are all qualities by which Brahmins live, and also qualities by which Vaishnavas live, however they may be engaged, whatever type of activities they may be it as a manager or a laborer or taking care of cows, it's immaterial. But those need to be acquired, and those are acquired by training. So, of course, this topic, which Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur, and especially I used to fight against in India so much, that no, you can only be a Brahmin by birth. But no, you can become a Brahmin by practice, by developing the qualities of a Brahmin. And so, in fact, just the other day, I gave a class in the temple room. It was the first class I've given for some while. And I gave it standing up rather than sitting down, because sitting down is more uncomfortable. And at the end of the class, one of the devotees asked, well, should we train our children to be as Vaishnavas, or should we train them to be Brahminical? So I told them, they're already being trained as Vaishnavas. They know the Vaishnav. We're teaching them the Vaishnav philosophy, the goal of life, of going back home, back to Godhead. We teach them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But their way of conducting themselves and behaving themselves, that should be based on Brahminical principles. They should learn these things, such as simplicity and truthfulness and cleanliness. And this morning, Srila Prabhupada was listening to another lecture. Srila Prabhupada was talking about how Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasadanto, Guru Aditanha. Brahmacharis are meant to beg on behalf of the spiritual master, learn that austerity and not even eat when being called. These are also qualities that devotees should learn. In terms of our theology, our way of life, who's our worshipable deity, because Brahmins in traditional times may have been of different types. Demigod worshippers, Brahmavadis, worshippers of Lord Vishnu, some may have been devotees, pure devotees of Lord Krishna. But the pure devotee Vaishnav, Brahmin Vaishnav, is very rare. So our pure devotional service line is already very clear. It's enunciated in Srila Prabhupada's books. But how do they conduct themselves? How do they live? Yes, we should. We need to emphasize that, because that is their guiding way of conduct or behavior. Another example, which I won't mention any names, was the other day I was speaking to, again, one of the Gurukul children, and I noticed that her nails were so dirty. And I said, why are your nails dirty? And of course, they were playing and so on. And I said, why don't you clean them? That was a novel idea. And then we had these exchanges in the ensuing days, and although they were cleaner, but they still weren't clean. And in my estimation, it was because, well, we're devotees, so we may be above all of these things. We're so much absorbed in the culture of being devotees that we forget about the basics of what devotee culture and devotee way of life is based on, living and conducting ourselves in a Brahminical way. So learning these things is very important. Another example, yesterday when I went into the deity room, and I was watching one of the pujaris making an offering to Nishinga Dev, and as they put down the offering, then they did Achman and the Mula mantras, and while they were making their mula mantras and making different mudras over the offering, the water was dripping onto the offering from their hands. And I spoke to them about that. They were a little perplexed. I said, that's not very Brahminical. So one thing is acting like a Brahmin or doing Brahminical things, and the other is to really inculcate values, practices that make one very attentive, that make one aware. And as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sattva sanjayate jnana. What is the quality of sattva? Gyan. Is that one does, performs activities with knowledge. In other words, when someone is making an offering, then he's aware, he's conscious of that offering, and he's conscious, my water's dripping from my hands onto the deity's puris. That's not a very palatable thing. So immediately he knows to stop. Or someone will think, oh yes, I need to, I'm dirty, and immediately I notice, oh, my hands are dirty, therefore I need to wash my hands, or any such activity. Someone asks me something, oh, this is an embarrassing thing, instead of looking for excuses, no, I act on the basis of knowledge, which means, no, I tell the truth. And so learning how to, as Srila Prabhupada would say, be conscious and then be Krishna conscious. So be conscious means learn this way of acting in knowledge, being aware of our activities, all type, whatever types of activities that we do. And ultimately, that's the essence of Brahminical culture. That's what we want devotees to learn. We want devotees to be able to act on the basis of knowledge. And of course, the highest knowledge and the highest standard is the standard of pure devotional service. And when they're very, very aware like that, then that's being Brahminical. And that all devotees are obliged to be if they want to become close to Krishna and they want to be able to render direct service to the Lord, because Goloka Vrindavan may be full of cowherdmen, but they're very, very Brahminical. Hare Krishna.